Today's Shir is Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tez Vav. We will begin on Daf Tez, on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Baruch Huna, Hashtad Amar Rabba Gamliel. Now, as we had discussed in our previous Shir, we have the opinions of Rabba Gamliel and Rabba Lazar, when is the time by an Esrig that we follow from Iser. So Hashtad Amar Rabba Gamliel, now that we've learned that Rabba Gamliel's opinion is Esrig Achli Katasa Yisuroi Kedin Yerek, that when we speak about an Esrig, the time that we consider it, that it's that's considered a new year, is like by a vegetable. And a vegetable we follow the Zman L'Kita, the year in which we pick the vegetable. Says the Gemara, now that we've established that Esrig has the same halacha, Rosh Hashanah Shalai, so then we will treat Esrig like a vegetable. And as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, the time of the Rosh Hashanah for vegetables is Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So too will the Rosh Hashanah for Esrogim be on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, not on Tu B'Shvat, like we learned there's the time for is Rosh Hashanah Lonus. Asked the Gemara, Meisvei, they asked on this Psak from the following Brice. The Brice says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Likin Esrig, if somebody picked an Esrig, Erev Chamishos B'Shvat Atchloi Tova Hashemesh, on Erev Tishbav, somebody picked an Esrig before it started, before it's night, before it's Tu B'Shvat, V'chaz V'likim Tova Hashemesh, and then he picked another Esrig after Tu B'Shvat. Ein Tarmim U'Ma'asrim Yizel Zeh. As we've learned, there are different obligations every year in the taking of Maisris. And in the second year, we take Maisris Sheni. And in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, we take Maisris Ani. So the Esrig that was picked before Tu B'Shvat has a chiv to take Maisris Sheni. And the Esrig that was picked after Tu B'Shvat has a chiyuv of Maisa Oni, and therefore ain't tarim asim zel zeh fi, because the halacha is ain't tarim asim lo min hachodesh al yosh v'lo min yosh al chodesh, which means that even if it's 2 years that have the same Maiser, the first year and the second year have the same Maiser, still the halacha is you can't take from one on the other, because since they were picked in different years, they're considered the produce of different years. And you can't take from 1 year's produce to another year's produce. Furthermore, says the Braisa, Hoyse Shlishis Nechneses Lervius, if the fruits that were picked in before Tu B'Shvat were of a third year fruit, and the fruits that were picked after Tu B'Shvat were a fourth year fruit, So the fruits that were picked in the third year have a din of the third year, and in the third year you take Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, and the fruits that were picked in the Revius after Tu B'Shvat, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, as is the halacha by all fruits that in the terms of the Shemitah cycle. Says the Gemara, Man Shamet Leidos Basal Kito. So this Braisa very clearly is saying that when we speak about an Esrig, we think about Lakita. So this price obviously is following the opinion of Rabba Gamliel. And even though it's following the opinion of Rabba Gamliel, it doesn't stop the price up from saying that the Rosh Hashanah, the date that makes the things change, is Tu B'Shvat. So from here we see the fact that we hold that we go bus Lakita doesn't mean that we should also say that the Rosh Hashanah, as we started this year, is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, we could still say that the Rosh Hashanah is Tu B'Shvat. Says the Gemara, Eli Itma, Hochi Itma. Amar Rav Rafuna, Afagav the Amar Gamliel, just the opposite. Afagav the Amar of Gamliel, even though Gamliel has been teaching us that Esrig, we go Achel Kita Kiyarek, that the year that it is considered having been processed, and that's the year for which we take off Maisris, is the year in which the fruit is actually picked. Afagav Domer Gamliel Esrig Achel Kita. Even though Gamliel says that by an Esrig we follow the year when it was picked, like a Yerek, like is the case by a vegetable, still that doesn't change the halacha that an esrig is a fruit tree. And since an esrig is a fruit tree, Rosh Hashanah Shaloi, the Rosh Hashanah of the esrig will be on Tu B'Shvat like it is by all fruit trees. Because, as the Pnei Yeshua and the Aruch HaNer explain, the reason Rosh Hashanah by a vegetable is in Tishrei is because, as we explained in our previous shiur, vegetables keep on growing. They constantly need to be watered, and they keep on growing. So since they keep on growing until they're actually picked, they're considered growing, and they're not considered finished until they were picked. Whereas something that grows on a tree, as we said, once the sap of the tree gets nourished properly, that sap is what's causing the fruits to grow. And therefore, by fruits, the cutoff date is Tu B'Shvat. An esrig has the same characteristic as a fruit tree, where the sap causes the fruit to grow. Even though an esrig, as we learned and will learn, needs to be watered all the time. So an esrig, explains the Pnei Yeshua, really has a combination of characteristics. On one hand, it keeps on being watered like a vegetable. On the other hand, it has the sap that causes it to grow like a fruit, not like a vegetable. So because an esrig has similarity both to fruit and a vegetable, the halacha, says the Pnei Yeshua, addressed that by teaching us that an esrig, in some way, we should treat it like a fruit tree, and in some way, we should treat it like a vegetable. We treat it like a vegetable, that we follow the lakita. But we treat it like a fruit tree by saying that the acha, that the Rosh Hashanah for it is Tu B'Shvat, like it is for all fruit trees, and not Rosh Hashanah like it is for vegetables. The Braisa just discussed that if we were going from the third year to the fourth year, we take Maaser Oni from the third year produce and Maaser Sheni to the fourth year produce. Ask the Gemara, the Braisa earlier on Daf Yud Beis, on the Beis, when we're speaking about picking vegetables, and again, also speaking about going from one year to the other year, spoke about Mishnah Hossam, when the Braisa was speaking about vegetables that were picked in one year, before Rosh Hashanah, or after Rosh Hashanah, spoke about a case, we're talking about where it's going from the second year to the third year. And why, when we speak about the Esrig, when the Braisa wanted to speak about going from one year to the other year, the Tani that the Braisa use as an example, why are the Braisas not consistent with the example that they speak about? Answers the Gemara, because Milsa Agav Urcha Kamashman. The Braisa wants to tell us another halacha. The Esrig Kashla Yada. Esrig is a very delicate fruit, and people touching it ruin it. And because during the Shemitah year, when we know that during the Shemitah year, all the fields are left hefker, and people walk into the fields where the Esrigim grow, nobody could stop them from walking in, and they all touched the Esrig. So all of the Esrigim of that year, no fruit gets developed in those fields until the third year. And therefore, the Braisa speaks about Shlishis Nechnesis Lervius. It doesn't speak about Shnia Nechnesis Lashlishis, because by the second year, there really are no Esrigim yet. And the reason there are no Esrigim yet is because the Esrig tree takes a time to start developing the fruit again after they all got ruined during the Shemitah year. Barmine Rabbi Yochan Rabbi Yanai, Esrig Rosh Hashanah Shaloi. As far as Maisa is concerned, when is the Rosh Hashanah for Esrig? Amosai Amalei. So he said, as we established a few moments ago, the halacha is that Esrig is the Rosh Hashanah for Esrig is B'Shvat. Ask the Gemara, when we speak about Shvat, we could look at Shvat, the Chadoshim, whatever is Shvat, or Shvat et Kufa. That means, do we look at it as the, when Chodesh Shvat comes, when the month of Shvat comes, or do we look at it according to the cycles of the seasons, which starts, at, which was, the Shvat begins 30 days after Tekufas Tevis, 30 days after the winter Tekufa becomes. And really the Gemara's question is, what causes the fruit to develop? Is it the moon? The moon that causes it to develop? If we say it's the moon that causes it to develop, then the Rosh Hashanah will be in Shvat of the months, because we know that our Jewish months follow the moon. But if we say that we follow the solar year, then we should say that 30 days after the winter season begins, once the winter season begins, that's when it's considered the new season for fruits. So Rav Yane responded, the Chadoshim, that when we look at fruits, what causes the fruits to ripen and mature is completely based on the moon, and therefore when we speak about Shvat, we speak about Shvat the Chadoshim, when the Jewish month of Shvat comes, not any other factor is taken into consideration. And as I saw, Tosfos explains, on one hand, the pasuk says Mimeged Tavua Shemesh, so that would seem to indicate that the sun is what causes it to ripen. On the other hand, we know that we follow the lunar year, and Mara says that we're following the lunar year. Another explanation is, as we explained in the previous year, that what makes Tu B'Shvat unique is because by the time Tu B'Shvat comes, most of the rain has passed. And therefore the question is, when that might be, we follow the season, not of the sun, not of the moon. But the Gemara says we do actually follow the season about the moon. Furthermore, the Tosfos Rosh points out that even though in our Gemara we're speaking about Esrig, the question that the Gemara just posed is not just limited to Esrig. It's talking about all fruits, that we've been learning that the Rosh Hashanah for fruits is on Tu B'Shvat. What does that Tu B'Shvat mean? Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Bamine Rav and Rav Yochanan. What's going to be the halacha if this year is a leap year? So now that we've established that the Chodesh Shvat that we're talking about is actually the month of Shvat, what makes Shvat unique is it's the last month before Adar. But in a leap year, as we've discussed, there are two Adars. And therefore the Gemara's question is, when we speak about the month, which is the Rosh Hashanah Leilonis, Do we mean the month closer to Adar, and therefore in such a year, in a leap year, the Rosh Hashanah Leilonis would be an Adarishan? Or do we mean Chodesh Adar, Chodesh Shvat, no matter if it's 1 month away from the last month before Adar or not the last month before Adar? Amalei, so Rav Nachum responded, Halach Acharev Shanim, we follow most years. And since in most year, Shvat means Shvat, in this year, in the leap year, we will also say that Shvat means Shvat. Amareva. So continues the Gemara. Amareva. Esrig bashisha shenichnas l'shvius. If you have an esrig whose fruits bloomed in the sixth year of the Shemitah, but they were actually picked in the Shemitah year. So halacha is p'turim min ha-maiser. They don't have to take off maiser, because it's considered like Shemitah Peiris, and there's no obligation, as we will be discussing, to take off Meiser from Shemitah Peiris, but also a Petura Minabir. The halacha when we speak about an Esrig tree, is that about Shemitah, is that this obligation of doing beer. The obligation of doing beer means that once these fruits are no longer available in the field for animals, they have to be disposed of. But that halacha only applies to Shemitah produce. Says the Gemara, an esrig tree whose fruits blossomed in the sixth year and were picked in the seventh year, on one hand is potter for the meiser, but on the other hand is not considered Shemitah produce. Continues the Braisa, an esrog tree whose fruits blossomed in the Shemitah year and was picked in the eighth year, Turba Meiser is potter for Meiser because it blossomed in the Shemitah year. The Chayevus Ben Beir, it's considered Shemitah produce. So the Gemara goes into this halacha. Abaya analyzes and questions Rava's psak. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said to Rava, Bishlam Seifel Chumra. I could understand that the peiris that blossomed in the Shemitah year, but were collected in the Sheminis year, are part of a Maisa, because we follow the Chanota. And therefore, they also have Kedusha Shvius. And since they have Kedusha Shvius, the halacha is that any fruit that has Kedusha Shvius, we have to be mafker. Once we have to be mafker them and declared ownerless, they're part of a Maisa. Because the halacha is that any fruit which is hefker, there's no chiv meiser. So if we're treating this like shmit, if we're treating the esrog fruit that blossomed in the shmitah year as a shmitah produce, we can understand why it's potter from meiser. And therefore, even though it seems to contradict what was said earlier, that if the fruits blossomed in the sixth year and they were collected in the seventh year, we followed the Lakita and the pot for Maisa, that doesn't bother Abaya. Because Abaya could say that maybe by Esau we followed the Chanota, as far as Shemitah is concerned. As far as Maisa is concerned, we followed the Lakita. And therefore, this Esrog tree that blossomed in the sixth year is not a Shemitah produce because it blossomed in the sixth year. But as far as Meiser is concerned, we follow the year in which it was collected. And since it was collected in the Shemitah year, it's potter for Meiser. But the Esrog tree that blossomed in the seventh year and it was collected in the eighth year, if we follow the Shemitah, then we understand why it has Kedusha Shvius, and it's potter from Maisa, even though it was collected in the eighth year. But we could say, since it was collected in the eighth year, so it should have a din like an eighth year produce, and should be chayiv in Maisa. So says Abaya, since Shemitah, the obligation to keep Shemitah as a chayiv deraisa, so Sofik deraisa l'chumra, and since it's Safk Dereis L'Chumra, we have to treat the fruit that blossomed in the seventh year like it is Shemitah produce. Since we have to treat it like Shemitah produce, with Shemitah produce, we have to be Mafker. And if we have to be Mafker it, that's why there's no Meiser. El Ereisha, but ask the Gemara, in the case where the fruit blossomed in the sixth year and was collected in the seventh year, Ptur Min HaBir was saying that we don't treat it like Shemitah produce. I mean, am I? Why do we say this? Since it's a Suffolk deraisa, I mean, Zilbasachanata, we should follow the year in which it blossomed. And since if we follow the years it blossomed, in Kain Techai B'Meiser, it should be Chai B'Meiser, because it's not Shemitah produce. And if it's not Shemitah produce, it should be Chai B'Meiser. Why are we so quick to say that just because it was collected in the seventh year, it's not Chai B'Meiser? Amalei, so Rava responds, when we speak about an Esrig, even if you're right, that the fruit that blossomed in the sixth year and was collected in the seventh year, we're going to say that we followed the year in which it blossomed, and therefore it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, and if it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, we don't have to be mafkerit, and if we don't have to be mafkerit, we should have to give Meiser, but Yad HaKol Masham Shemba. What happens is, the reality is that since it's the Shemitah year, people go into that field, and since people go into that field, nobody protects the fruit. And since the fruit becomes non-protected, everybody touches that fruit. So it, even though it technically was not a Shemitah produce, it's being treated like Shemitah produce because it's the Shemitah year. And in the Shemitah year, everybody walks into all the fields. And therefore, how could you say, Var Amrit T'chai B'Meiser? How could you suggest that it'll be M'chayev B'Meiser? And that's why the halacha is that we have to be machmer. The Gemara said that if it was blossomed in the Shemitah year, then we understood. But the question is, Why is it so easy to understand? Yes, we're being machmer that we're treating it like Shemitah produce. But on the other hand, why should we want to be machmer? We should be machmer. But how can we be mekel and not treat it that it's maybe not Shemitah produce and chayiv b'maisa? So, as I said, that since Shemitah is a deraisa and Maiser of Esrig is a derabbanon, that's why it makes sense to be machmer on Shemitah and not on Esrig. So our Gemara said that the fruit tree, the Esrig tree that blossomed in the sixth year, which technically should not be maybe considered certainly lechumer like Shemitah produce, but the reality is that it is treated like Shemitah produce because people are constantly walking into the field. And since people are constantly, yada kol mashmash shimbo, people are walking into the field, therefore it becomes hefker, even though it maybe isn't required to be treated like hefker. But once it's treated that way, it's potter for Maisa. So I saw the Rishonim point out that what will be if you have a field that only has Esrig fruit trees. Usually, the Rishonim explain, that the Tosfos Rit explains, fields that had trees had various different types of trees. But here, if you would have a field that only had Esrig fruit in it, then maybe people wouldn't be allowed to walk into that field. And therefore, you could protect the field and it would be chai b'maisa. Just what the Gemara means to say is that that's not usually the case. I saw a beautiful vart that the Gemara says that the Esrig tree is constantly, people touch it. Because the Torah explains the Sefer Me'er Shaloyach from the Ishbitz Rebbe, the Torah says, v'lekachtem lechem. The Torah speaks about us touching the fruit all the time. And therefore, the Esrig fruit is a fruit that everybody's busy touching, and that's why it becomes hefker, even if it shouldn't necessarily be considered hefker. It shouldn't be necessarily considered hefker. Says the Gemara, Rav Nuna ever brings an opinion that disagrees with Rava. It says, Bashish shenachnas l'shvius, an Esrig tree whose fruits blossomed in the sixth year and were collected in the seventh year, lo'olam shishis, for all halacha, it's considered like a sixth-year fruit. They don't have any kedusha shvius, there's no chiv to be mafkerem, and therefore, they don't have kedusha shvius on one side, but on the other side, they're mechuyev to take maisa from it. And on the other hand, bashvius, hanichsus l'shminis, an esrog tree whose fruits blossomed in the seventh year and were collected in the eighth year, are considered full-fledged shvius, are considered full-fledged Shemitah fruit. So the way I saw that the Sefer Ber Yitzchak from Yitzchak Chonin in the Shalos HaTshuvos Yoridei Simchav Gimel explains Rav Avraham Nuna's machloikus as follows. Everybody agrees that in the reality, people walk into this field in the Shemitah year, even though the Esrig fruit blossomed in the year before. The question that the basis of the machloikas, he explains, of Rava and Rav Amnuna is if somebody is mafkir something, because it's truly Shemitah. And because it's truly Shemitah, he is mafkir it, so then it's certainly hefker. Here, he was mafkir it, not because he really was mafkir it, he was mafkir it because people are constantly walking into the field. So it's a hefka shloimer tzoinai. It's sort of a hefka that he fell into, not that he did voluntarily. The machloikas Rav Rav Hamnuna is of a hefker that you didn't voluntarily do. It just became that way. Is that considered hefker or not? According to Rabbah, since it's being treated like hefker, it has a din of hefker, and therefore it's potter from a maisa. According to Rav Amnuna, yes, people are treating this fruit like hefker, but it's not halachically really hefker, and therefore it's not treated like hefker. So, as we're learning, according to an esrog tree whose fruits blossomed in the sixth year and were collected in the seventh year, according to Rabbah, as we just explained, a potter for maisa, and according to Rav Amnuna, the chayiv maisa. On the other hand, if they blossomed in the seventh year and they were collected in the eighth year, everybody will agree that they have Kedusha Shvius. And since they have Kedusha Shvius, they're potter for Maisa and Chayiv on Bir. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum, Rav Shimon, it says in the Braisa, Esrog bas shishi shenichas l'shviyis, an esrog that blossomed in the sixth year and was collected in the seventh year, p'tur min ha-maisa, or p'tur min ha-bir. She'en l'cha dove she'chai b'maisa, there's not a situation where something is chai b'maisa, elm kein godl b'chiv, if it was blossomed when there's a time, if it blossomed when there's a chiv maiser, v'nilka b'chiv, and it was collected in a time where there's a chiv maiser. And therefore, since this fruit, even though it blossomed in the sixth year, since it was actually collected in the seventh year, and in the seventh year, as we keep on repeating, everything is hefker, since everything is hefker, it's going to be part of a maiser. Bashvish nechutashminas continues this brisa to teach us that if it was a fruit esrog tree that blossomed in the seventh year and collected in the eighth year, p'tur min ha-maiser, p'tur min ha-bir. It's part of both from maiser from bir. She'en lecha dove she'chayv b'bir, that you never chayv treating something in kedusha shvius, elm ken gadol b'shvius, if it was both blossomed v'nilka b'shvius. So now, ask the Gemara, reishop kashla Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna said that if something blossomed in the sixth year and collected in the seventh year, it's chay b'maiser. This brisa says that it's part of maisa. The sefer is a kasha bein l'rava and bein l'rav Nuna. They said that if it was blossomed in the seventh year, it has kedusha shvius, and if it has kedusha shvius, it's chay b'bir. And this brisa says that it doesn't have kedusha shvius since it was only collected in the eighth year. Says the Gemara, this question that we've been discussing in our shir is tanoihi, is a machloikus tanoim. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosi, Av Tumas Heid Mishum Chavish Zakenim, Esrog Echel Kitosel in Yemaisa. As far as Maisa is concerned, we follow the year in which it was collected. And Rabbi Nesenu Nimnu Be'oshuv Amru, the Rabbi Nesenu from Ishu said, Achel Kitosel, we follow the year when it was collected, Bein L'maisa Bein L'shvius. So it seems that they were arguing, that Rabbi Nesenu Shabu'usha are arguing on Av Tumas. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi was speaking about Meiser, and they added Shvius. Where is Shvius? Shvius man the Chai Shmei. Rav Thomas wasn't speaking about a Shemitah that they're redressing him. Seems that he would agree that by as far as Meiser is concerned, as far as Shemitah is concerned, we go with. He also agreed that we'll follow the Lakita. And what's the Machloikus? Says the Maruch Sur Mechzvachetani. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Acha Esrog Acha Latisa L'maisa. As far as Maisa is concerned, we follow the time it was collected. V'ach Chanota, as far as blaspheming L'inyan Shemitah. As far as Shvius is concerned, we look at the year in which it blossomed. V'ben Asenu Nimnu B'ushav Amru, they say, we followed the year was collected Bailam Shvius. So now, in order to bring what we've been learning in the various brises together, and we could explain as follows. Rabba and Rav Hamnuna hold like Av Tumas, and therefore they're going to hold that an esrig that blossomed in the seventh year and collected and was collected in the eighth year, the halacha is it has a din of Peir Shvius. Since it has a halacha Peir Shvius, it's chayiv and beer. And part of a maisa. An esrig that blossomed in the sixth year and was collected in the Shemitah year, it doesn't have an obligation of Shemitah because it blossomed in the sixth year. Rava, however, as we learned a few moments ago, says that even though it blossomed in the sixth year and therefore it should not be considered Shemitah produce, and therefore since it's not considered Shemitah produce, it should be potter. It should not be part of a maisa. But the reality, Rava says, is that everybody, because it's a Shemitah year, walks into that field. Since everybody walks into that field, Yad HaKol Mamash Mishimba, and therefore becomes Hefker. And therefore, since it becomes Hefker, it's potter for a maisa. Rav Amnuna, as we explained a few moments ago, says that this is a Hefker that wasn't undertaken voluntarily. And if it's not a Hefker that was undertaken voluntarily, it's not considered Hefker. And therefore, it's not Potter for Maisa. And since they hold like Av Tumas, Rav Shimon Rabbi Yehuda that disagrees with them, it's not a problem because they're going to be following Rav Thomas's opinion and they don't have to be concerned then that Rav Shimon ben Yehuda disagrees with them. Itma, says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Amri Tavayu, Esrig Bashisha Shenichnas L'Shvius, an Esrig that blossomed in the sixth year and was collected in the seventh year, Lo'ilam Shishas, it has all of the halachas of Shvius, or has all the halachas of Shishas, it's not considered Shemitah produce, and it's Chai B'maisa. Kiyos Ravin, when Ravin came, Amr Rav Yochanan Esrig Bashisha Shenichnas L'Shvius, Afil Kazayis, if it grew in the sixth year, just a small amount, and then Nasis Kikar, and then in the Shemitah year, it grew to the size of a Kikar. So in other words, most of the fruit developed in the Shemitah year, still Chayav Malabitavel. That's Chay B'maisa, because it's considered a sixth-year fruit. Because as long as it bloomed in the sixth year, that's all that we count. What's critical is the year that it bloomed, and since it bloomed in the sixth year, it's considered a Shemitah, it's considered Shemitah produce, and anything that it's considered non-Shemitah produce, and it's if it's considered non-Shemitah produce, then the halacha is that it's considered non-Shemitah produce, it's Chayiv B'maiser, no matter even though most of it grew in the sixth year. Even though most of it grew in the seventh year, in the Shemitah year. Our Gemara has been speaking about an Esrig. There's a discussion amongst the Achroinim, what is the status of a lemon? So Shlomo Zalman, Orbach Zatzal, in his Shalos HaTshuvos Micha Shlomo, Chelik Aleph, Simen Nun Aleph, Sifkot Necha Beis, discusses a lemon. And he quotes a Rash Sriluya, a Rishon, that says the lemon is to be treated like an esrig. And he says that the lemon was a fruit that was already spoken about by the Rambam and by early Rishonim. And the fact, he says, that our Gemara keeps on speaking about esrig, and not any other fruit, even though the lemon, as we just said, is very similar to the esrig, the fact that the Gemara never mentions the lemon, it only speaks about an esrig, is clearly an indication, he says, that a lemon is not to be treated like an esrig. A lemon is a lemon, an esrig is an esrig, and only an esrig has a special halacha that we follow the year of Lakita for Meiser. No other fruit has that halacha. So we've been learning that during the Shemitah year, since everything is hefker, since everything is hefker, there is no chiyuv meiser and from the Shemitah year produce. The question is, what happened if a fruit was cut in Chutz Laretz and then it was brought to Yisrael, and the final processing of that fruit was done in Yisrael? So the halacha is, as we've discussed many times, when it comes to the chiyuv of Trumas and Maisris, we follow the final processing. And since this produce had its final processing in Eretz Yisrael, they are considered for Trumas and Maisris like produce which grew in Eretz Yisrael. So now the question is, Shemitah will not apply to such fruit because this fruit did not grow in Eretz Yisrael. But on the other hand, it's chayiv and Trumas and Maisris. And as we keep on learning in our shiurim, there's a very specific cycle. The first and the second, fourth and the fifth year, there's Maisa Sheni. And the third and the sixth year, there's Maisa Oni. What is the halacha of this fruit that is being processed and having its final processing in the Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael? So the Ma in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Yutes, paskins that we take off from such fruit, Maisa Oni. And the basis for this is there's a Mishnah Masecht Yudayim, Perik Dal Mishnah Gimel, that speaks about Eretz Amon Amoyev, that there's an obligation with Rabbonon in those countries to take off Trumas and Maisris. And the halacha is that even in the Shemitah year, because they're not part of Eretz Yisrael proper, there's a chiv to take off Trumas and Maisris. The Mishnah says that we take off Maisa Oni from what grows in the Shemitah year in Ammon Moav. And that is, we could assume, the basis of the Pesach of the Ramah, that he treats this fruit that was processed in Eretz Yisrael like the Ammon Moav fruit. On the other hand, there are many Paiskim that disagree, and he says that they say, how can we establish that we should treat it like the Maaser Ani year when we learned in our previous year that the Torah says the Shnas HaShlishis is Shnas HaMaaser? Isn't the Torah teaching us that only that year, the Shnas HaShlishis is the Shlas HaMaaser, but not any other year? And therefore, the Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he discusses the Shaila in the Micha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simlam Lamed Zayin, says he's very surprised how we could say that we should just be chayiv and ma'aser ani and ignore that maybe it's mechuyiv and ma'aser sheni. And in fact, Rav Shmuel Salant, the Rav Yerushalayim, used to say that la'alocha, that such a shaila, where the fruit had its final processing in Eretz Yisrael in the Shemitah year, he used to say we should be machmer and take off both ma'aser sheni and ma'aser ani. But we discussed in our previous year what that means is not take twice, but make a tanai or treat it like both. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish would paskin that we should only treat it like ma'aser sheni, that we only should treat it with ma'aser ani. He says if that was the psak of the, if that is the psak of the Ramah, it's just like in all other areas of halakha, we follow the opinion of the Ramah. Here too, we should follow the opinion of the Ramah. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Ilan, Shechan to Peiros of Koyne Chamisha Asar, if you have a fruit tree whose fruits bloom before Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, Mesas L'Shana Sha'avra. So when we speak about what is the year of a Meiser, it's considered like the previous year. Ach Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, but if the blossoming took place after Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, Mesas L'Shana Abba, it's considered next year's fruit. And again, as we just discussed, every year has different rules. Sheini Maisa Ani. Armam Nechemya, B'medvar Mamurim, B'ilan Shoyse Shtei Breches, B'Shana. Ask the Gemara, the word Breches is always used for birds that have babies. So ask the Gemara, Shtei Breches Al-Kedatach, how do we use the word breches when we speak about fruit trees? El Eima says the Gemara, what Rav Nechemya meant to say, an ilan that fruit doesn't all get ripened at the same time, so it gets ripened different times of the year. So if we're going to follow Lakita, we're going to have a very big problem with this tree, because some of the fruits might have gotten collected before Tu B'Shvat, and some of them got collected after Tu B'Shvat. And as we discussed at the beginning of our shir, there's an issue of Menach Chodesh al Yoshin and Menach Yoshin al Chodesh. And since we want to avoid such a situation, we treat it all for 1 year. Avi Ilan Ha'isa Shtei Brecha Achas, but fruit trees that all the fruit on the tree ripen at the same time, Kigoyin, the column, a palm tree, zaysim, olive trees, charuvim, boxer, carob trees, al pishchanta per same kind of chamisha asur b'shvat, even though the blooming take place before Tu B'Shvat, mis asum l'shana abo, we treat them in the year that they were collected. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, so says Rabbi Yochanan, nogo am b'charuvim. The minik ha'olam, the way people used to do, is when they spoke about the carob tree that they followed the opinion of Nechemya, that we followed the time of Lakita. And as I saw Tosfos, the Ramaskal Nagu explains that when the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nagu am b'charuvim k'rim Nechemya, it doesn't mean only charuvim. It means all trees that ripen at the same time, we treat that we go basa Lakita. Ritva disagrees. And Ritva saying, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says that when Yochanan made this statement, he, as the words of the Gemara seem to say, he was only speaking about the carob tree. But regarding all other trees, the halacha is not that way. The problem with the Ritva's approach is the Gemara just asked the question, he was about to ask a question we're about to learn from B'nai Suach, which are Ta'enim. If the Ritva is correct, so what's the question? Rabbi Yochanan, according to Ritva, was only speaking about Cheruvin, and the Braisa we're about to learn is speaking about B'nai Suach. So the way the Ritva is going to respond is that B'nai Suach and Cheruvim are inferior fruits. And whenever we're speaking about an inferior fruit, that even the Ritva will agree are treated like Cheruvim. And therefore, as the Gemara Eser Shlokesh Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph teaches us, B'nai Suach Shviyas Shalom Shniyah. When we speak about Shviyas, we're they're considered Shemitah produce if they're collected in the second year after the Shemitah. That means, because She'oisus L'shalosh Shanim, the fruit is only finished 3 years in the third year after they began to grow. And that means fruit of these trees that blossom in the Shemitah year aren't collected until the second year after the Shemitah. And since we follow the Chanoto, in the Chanoto, the blossoming was in the Shemitah year, that's why they're considered Shemitah produce. So we see that even by these inferior fruits, we don't follow the Lakita. As Rabbi Yochanan said, that people we follow the minhag of Nehemiah, that we follow the time of Lakita, but rather we follow the Chanoto. Says the Gemara, when this question was asked to Rabbi Yochanan Ishtik, he remained silent and then answered. So it seems that Rabbi Yochanan's silence indicates that he agrees. Amalei Rabbi Abba HaKoyin Rabbi Yochanan, Amai Ishtik, why did Rabbi Yochanan remain silent? Lemalei, what he could have answered, and I was quoting the opinion of Rabbi Chemya. That amitly, and you're asking me a question from a Mishnah which represents Rabbanon. So Rabbi Nehemiah has a right to argue with the Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, the reason Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that to Rish Lakish, because were Rabbi Yochanan to say that to Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish would immediately respond, B'shem Damalei, Rabbi Lakish would have said to Rabbi Yochanan, Shafkis Rabbanon v'avdus Rabbi Yochanan, can you ignore the Rabbanon's opinion and follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and follow the opinion of Rabbi Nehemiah? And that's why he didn't even attempt to give that kind of answer. V'lai Malei, but then he said, Rabbi Yochanan still could have said, Kamina lay nagu. You could have said that that's what people do. And you're telling me, Isser, I'm not saying that the halacha is that way. I was just reporting what people were doing. Damalei. So the reason Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara didn't say that, because b'makom isura kinaga shafkinalu, if the people were doing the wrong thing, we have no right to let them do it and say, well, that's what they're doing. They have no right to do what's wrong. V'lai Malei, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan still could have said, ki min aloch ano b'maiser charuvim. I was talking about maiser on charuvim, which are only the rabbanim. Particularly, if we follow the opinion of most Rishonim, that the chiyuv of maiser is only by dogon tirish v'yitzer. And even as we quoted in the previous year, there are Rishonim that say that the chiyuv maiser and by Shivas Haminim, but Charuvim and not Shivas Minim. That's why we could be lenient. That Amli Shvias Daraisa. So why are you asking me for Kasha from Shemitah, which is a Chiv Daraisa, on Maisa, which is a Rabbanim? Elam Rab Abakayim, Tamani, Meshiv Rish Lakish Chuvazu. I would be surprised if Rish Lakish really even asked this question. Because Rabbi Yochanan would have an easy answer. By Maisa Charuvin, given it's a Derabbanon, that's why we could be more lenient. Ask the Gemara, how can we say there's a question if Rav Shlokesh asked this question? In Meshiva, we see clearly that he asked the question. What are you saying that we have a question if he ever asked the question? Aleim im Kibla, Rabbi Yochanan loy Kibla. We interpreted Rabbi Yochanan's silence as agreeing to Rav Shlokesh. What it's hard to assume is did this silence actually represent that he agrees? Or maybe he, of course, did not agree. And all the silence meant was that he didn't bother answering, but not that he agrees, because certainly he doesn't agree, because he will be of the opinion that since we're dealing with a Durabonon, we could be a little more lenient. From here, the Gemara, the Pesach can take out how important a minig is. Because even though Rish Lakish asked a very strong question, Rabbi Yochanan still would have stuck to his opinion, says the Gemara, because Nargu Am, that's what the people accepted a minig. And once people accept a minig, we have to follow the minig. And in fact, there's a famous Ramah. The Ramah says that the minig is that when we laid the Megillus Esther on Purim, people bang. And there were many who had problem with that minig, that making noise, it's not respectful to the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, where we are reading the Megillah. And the Ramah writes, Ein Levatel Shum Minig, says the Magen Avraham, however, quotes the Marik, who says that only minhagim that can be substantiated by a halacha, even if there's only a das yochid, we follow. But in a situation where there's a minig that has no basis in halacha, that we don't just say that it's a minig and we follow the minig. And here we see the same, that the reason Rabbi Yochanan was comfortable was because Rabbi Nechemiah held that way. And since we're dealing with the Rabbanon, there's a basis to the minig. It seems that if there was no basis to a minig, then the halacha is we just don't follow a minig. And that's the case here. Only because it's a Rabbanon and we have Rabbi Nechemiah's opinion can we follow a minig. But just to say that because it's a minig, we follow it, doesn't mean it. On the other hand, the Pre-Kaddosh says that this is the basis for a saying that people have, that minig is mevatel halacha. But the way we're learning now, this minig was only able to be mevatel da halacha because it's a situation of a derabbanon, and we have a Nechemiah base to rely on. On the other circumstances, we can't just say it's a minig and do whatever we want because it's a minig.